Australia on SEN Track. Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. Friday, the 26th of April. Some big racing ahead this weekend. Who better to get on than Dean Evans, Winning Edge Investments. Start betting like a professional. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Mick. How are you, mate?
Yeah, doing very well. Very well, mate. A big card of racing down at Morphettville. Let's turn our focus to these Group 1s. Let's kick off with the Australasian Oaks.
Yeah, look, over the last 12 years, 10 winners have sort of been between an 11 to 14 day break. Only a couple have won off a 21 day break. We've got an interesting sort of field here where many in the market are coming off between sort of 21 to 42 day breaks, including three coming from a New Zealand Oaks. Most winners sort of come off a mile to an 1800 metre run last start, only a couple off a 2400 metre run, and nothing has come off a 2000 metre run and won. And then form horses really dominate this race. Seven of the last 12 winners were last start winners, and all 12 finished in the top four at their last start, usually only within a length of the winner. So it really is a form horses race. Sort of narrowed this down to three. Coco's Son was fifth in the Wakeful Neoics last prep. She looks to have come back stronger this prep, bolted in to win at Bendigo, at sat metro level by three lengths, ran really, really late sectionals, and a positive jockey change with Jamie Carr aboard. Quick Still is a really unlucky fourth at Group 2 level at Mooney Valley last prep, then seventh in the 1,000 guineas. She won the Lalia Stakes two starts back, and then was caught three wide, no cover in the Roraya Stakes last start. I thought that was the best run of the race, given the tough run that she had. And again, she gets a positive jockey change aboard as well with Blake Shin aboard. And I thought the other danger was Concello, who really hit the line hard for third in the Adrian Knox, and the usual Waller-McDonald combination to be aware of. But I thought Coco's Son and Quickster were the two good bets at the odds.
Love that. The 8, the 10 and the 11 there, hard to beat in the Australasian Oaks, and probably one of the better Australasian Oaks we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, strong field. And like I said, sort of really interesting. You've got Wings of Song is won six in a row. You know, Tasmanian Guineas, the Strut Stakes, and Tasmanian Oaks and Norroria Stakes. She's been up a long time. I think it was her 13th run of the prep. She's had a couple of sort of mini breaks in between, but she's been up a long time. And, you know, Paul Credindness, the New Zealand Oaks winner, plus the second and third in that race. So it is a strong Oaks and an interesting race.
Yeah, Paul Tricadunis, a horse that everyone's tried to avoid pronouncing all week there, Dean. Robert Sangster Stakes. We've all been there. Don't worry, it took me 400 goes. I still can't get it right. Robert Sangster Stakes looks another race where it's just a great addition, as good as you've seen in quite some time. There's plenty of horses here that are a chance, and obviously Estriella being your $3 favourite, but there's plenty of value outside of her.
Yeah, and look, over the last 12 years, the fillies have won three editions. They've got a good record in the race overall. Horses coming back in distance have a good record here. But the only real runner that's actually coming back in distance is Learning to Fly. And most winners sort of come out of black type races. Interesting horses coming off a 14-day break, particularly that main lead up at Morphettville, have a pretty average record overall. I'm sort of betting around Estriella, you know, this time. She's just obviously bolted in to win all the three starts this prep. Three-year-old fillies have a good record in this race, but she just maps to have to do a fair bit of work, I think, from that wide gate to get across on speed. There's sort of some question marks around the form of the runner. She's beaten this prep. You know, she beat Roderick, who did nothing in Sydney. She beat Lizargo, who couldn't pick its feet up after that. She beat Arkansas Kid, who sort of ran fifth in Sydney. So she's obviously beaten them quite nicely, but I just think she's got to do a bit of work here. She's a filly, I think, who's going to win Group 1 races. But just whether this one's going to come up too soon, I think at the price, I'm betting around her. But I Am Me just had the obvious form, you know, third to Imperatrice first up, second in the Manicato and the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes in her two runs prior. She's a high-quality Group 1 mare, has the class, and she maps well. She could lead quite easily on her ear here. Or take a trail if something wants to come across like Estriella. But she's got the inside draw, and I think I Am Me is going to be very hard to beat. Zapateo was third in this race last year as the favourite. She won the Galaxy last start. She maps really well, could possibly just get a nice trail in behind them. And I think she's a very strong chance. And I thought the best roughie was Lem Picker. She won the Alinghi Stakes last prep. She beat Hypothetical, who was second beaten in those in the Oakley Plate. Lynn Pinkerton just had absolutely no luck in the Oakley Plate. She then won at Caulfield and was second at Flemington, even though she doesn't have a good straight record. And I thought she was the best roughie at sort of 80 to 1.
Yeah, big price, big price. Repeat those numbers for me in the Robert Sangster.
Two I Am Me, one Zapateo, eight Lem Picker. I don't mind letting her fly a little bit, but I just thought the wide gate and the map's a bit messy for her.
Looks a cracking day of racing down there at Adelaide. That's a really, really good preview for you there. What would be your best of the two if you had to a single one runner out of those two group ones?
I think I Am Me is just the horse who maps really nicely. She's a very consistent type. And for me, she looks like a sort of each way all day type bet at that race at sort of $5.50.
Love it. Very good. Dean Evans, thank you very much for your time. Have a cracking weekend.
Cheers, mate. Same to you.
There he is, Dean Evans, winningedgeinvestments.com. Tips and ratings from professional punters on horse racing and footy. Let's take a break, and then we'll be back with Paul Sebastiani.